So in the last few videos, I've kind of given you some ideas which I think can get us to kind of 6 to 8 out of 10 prompts and results and outputs pretty consistently. But here what I want to do is to talk about how we can almost certainly go from 8 out of 10 to 10 out of 10 outputs, in every single case. So there's really one way to do this, and it comes down to the fact that all AIs have randomness. All the generative AI tools, from image tools like Midjourney to language model text tools like ChatGPT to video to audio to all these tools, they all have randomness within their very nature, within their very essence. And this randomness means that we can basically get, the average quality we're going to get out of a particular prompt is, say, 8 out of 10. It means that we're not going to get 8 out of 10 every time. It means that we're going to get a mixture of 6s and 7s and 8s and 9s and the occasional 10 out of 10. Now, what we really want when we do a job is we want it to be as good as possible. We want that 10 out of 10. And therefore, put simply, we should just run the task over and over again. And of course, the more a particular task is of value to us, a commercial value or personal value, the more that we want that 10 out of 10, the more that we should rerun and rerun that task to make sure that we do get the very best results. And so you can look at this as a bell curve, okay? To get the most profitable outputs, the 9s and 10s, you will need to run the AI at least 3 times, very often 5 times, and in some cases, 10 times or more. So I actually have some tasks that, like building the sales page that my agents do, well, we actually don't just build one block, we actually build over 70, I think it's 79 blocks that we build with one of the agent tasks. You know, and it does take a lot of time. It takes around 2 hours for the whole thing to run. Even these blocks are like, you know, thousands of tokens. It's a big, big task, but it is worth it because these pages can make me tens of thousands, even in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so of course it's worth me spending an extra couple of dollars to run all these prompts, because I really, really want to make sure that at least, you know, 10 of them are going to be those 10 out of 10 designs which can really change the game and make me a lot of money. So really, how many times we run a given prompt depends on how valuable the task is, in particular versus your cost and time to do so. And so if, you know, it's not only a valuable task, but if you didn't get the AI to do it, it's going to take you 10 hours, then you should definitely look to run it a lot of times. Generally, though, the more high value a task is, the more I will run it. And of course, we want to do so using the very best prompts. And so you also want to make sure that your templates and your prompts are as good as possible. So, for example, if this was a simple PDF bonus that I was only offering to a limited, you know, group of affiliate customers for a very small offer, I might just run that once and not really care too much. If it's an email promo where it's of kind of moderate significance, I might run it 3 or 5 times. If it's a sales letter, which is a new product, then I may run it 10 to 100 times. And I've not actually started looking at the marketing for this course. Very, very probably, though, I will look at that, you know, later on. And very probably when I do get to running that, I'm going to be running the sales page task a lot. So, you know, that page that you've ended up on is probably going to be like the best 1, 2, or 5% of all the sales pages that I could have created, because I'm going to be running that task a lot, because I want to make sure it's really, really good, because it's a high value task. And so I want to make sure that I only get that 10 out of 10 output. And the way you get that is by running the agents, running the AI over and over and over. And actually, just to kind of buttress this point, in December of 2023, when Google were, and this is, you know, quite a while ago, certainly in terms of AI, but when Google were announcing their Gemini model, one of the things that they were talking about is that their secret weapon was this thing called uncertainty-rooted chain of thought. Now, in actual fact, this was actually, when you take a closer look, this was actually just Gemini running lots of iterations of itself and then choosing the best prompt and giving you the best prompt. So essentially, even within this model, which, you know, when they announced it, according to this benchmark, was the most powerful model at the time, their secret weapon was just run lots and lots of versions of a model that at the time was inferior to GPT-4 and all of a sudden it becomes superior and becomes the best model. Okay, you know, and this cost them over $10 billion to build, but really fundamentally it was just a case of lots and lots of reruns. So you can see that, you know, there really is something in this. So if you want to implement this approach, which I highly recommend you do, here are the steps to take. So firstly, you can simply run the task over and over. You can do this with AI agents. You can do this within the OpenAI playground. You can, of course, just open multiple iterations of different language models and just paste the same prompt in. You can vary the temperature if you want to, but generally, I generally don't do that. I don't think it has too much of an impact when you compare it to standard temperature settings and just doing lots of reruns. Secondly, you can use an AI agent to do this automatically, which of course is much more powerful. I do have an agent called Agent X, which I will talk about in depth later on, but this is probably the simplest way to do this. And then the third solution is to create multiple variations in each prompt or multiple templates to introduce even more randomness. And so you don't just use the exact same prompt, you vary the prompt, you vary the examples, and what you'll find is that that kind of bell curve will become even more spread out, and you can get an even wider variance, which will result, of course, in statistically at least one in, you know, three or one in five or one in 10 being that phenomenal prompt, that phenomenal output, rather, that you would never otherwise have gotten. So this idea of running an AI lots and lots of times, it sounds very simple, very babyish, but actually it's very, very powerful. And whether you do this manually or you do this with an agent like I do, I definitely recommend you employ this method when trying to get the very best results from the AI that you do want to get. So hopefully this video has been useful. Hopefully you are starting to be indoctrinated on some of these really key principles of prompting and using AIs. And I'll see you in the next video.